The Albany Fire Department is receiving a Staffing for Adequate Fire and Emergency Response, or SAFER, grant of nearly $1.9 million. The federal assistance announced Thursday is from the Federal Emergency Management Agency in cooperation with the U.S. Fire Administration. The city has currently budgeted 245 positions. The grant adds 15 more, boosting the total to 260 for the next 2 years. Mayor Kathy Sheehan says it allows the city to add more firefighters without impacting the existing payroll, and it also means Albany will realize savings on overtime pay, so taxpayers can breathe a sigh of relief.
One of the things that the city needs to get better at, and that we're committed to getting better at, is bringing on new firefighters in a way that makes more sense, that responds more quickly to the number of retirements that we have, so that we can keep the department as fully staffed as possible.
Albany Fire Department Chief Warren Abriel says the 15 new positions will enable the department to more effectively staff its responding units.
All of the open positions have been put out to bid throughout the department, so they're kind of the last ones that nobody seemed to want. But that changes month to month, that all of a sudden somebody realizes, oh, I want to go to the South End, or I want to go to Arbor Hill, and all of a sudden bids will be filled. So looking at the list right now, the list might not be the same when these recruits come out of school.
At the end of the grant's 2-year term, Sheehan says the city has the option to reapply.
We're not going to step back for 2 years and say, okay, we're done. But we have to look at what we can do. One of the things that this department and that the Firefighters Union has brought to our attention are revenue opportunities that exist within this department with respect to the life-saving services that we provide, but also with respect to the services that we're providing to buildings in this city, to the types of things that this department does that other departments find as revenue sources. So this allows us, again, to have a fully staffed force for the pieces of apparatus that we have, and gives us the ability to continue to be creative and work together on ways that we can have a sustainable department budget going forward.
The SAFER funding was secured as a result of a group effort by New York's U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand and Congressman Paul Tonko. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.